Hey, how's it going? You're listening to the next episode of the Discorder Show here at CRTR 101.9 FM here at Vancouver UBC campus. Yesterday I was sitting outside and I was like, you know, summer solstice, so got swept up by all the sunshine. I realized it's summer. You don't really feel like it's summer until you're able to bike at home 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning on your bike and still feel warm. So summer mainly reminds me, particularly, I don't know about you, but it reminds me a lot about festivities and festivals and outdoor people dancing half naked and good music, which is what I'm a big fan of. That being said, I want to play you lots of upbeat, good vibe, local and some international music that is coming to town or already from town. To start off with, have you heard of the band The Herbalizer? Yes, no, of course, maybe. All right. The Herbalizer is a... How many times do I have to have the trouble of defining genres here? All right. Hip-hop, ska, funk, soul. Can I stop at that one? Hip-hop, rap, soul. Hip soul. Yeah, I can say that. Hip soul. They're a hip soul band from the UK. And how about you hear one of the songs and we can talk about it more? This one's called Can't Stop This Feeling by The Herbalizer. Or is it Can't Help This Feeling? Well, you're about to find out here at CRTR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're so beautiful. I just can't help myself.
That was I Can't Help This Feeling by The Herbalizer. The Herbalizer is coming to town. They're coming to town on July 24th, and they'll be playing at the Fortune Sound Club in Pender in Chinatown. Make sure to check them out. Good dance music, which is what I'm a big fan of. You must know that by now, shouldn't you? Speaking of good dance music, let's carry on to the other dance musics that I got planned for you today. Most notably, I want to talk about a particular area that is promoting dance music right now. It's promoting just music, but particular dance music because it's outdoor festival and a lot of people like to dance on outdoor festivals. What I want to talk about is the Towards Eden Festival. Now, BC is packed like every single weekend, if not one, at least two or three festivals takes place in BC every single weekend. But Towards Eden is a bit different because they claim to be working towards achieving 100% carbon footprint free events. They want to make this entire festival off the grid. How bizarrely, I don't know. Like, I personally haven't seen it done before, and they have a pretty wicked lineup, which I'll talk about in a second. But I checked out their website too because I was, you know, I'm curious to know how on earth could you possibly get hundreds of people in one big circle, have them stay over for 3-4 nights, probably a couple weeks with all the volunteers and all the setup and the strike crew, and expect it to be 100% carbon free. And so all the stages are supposed to be built from reclaimed materials, mostly from like the Vancouver film industry. There's going to be photovoltaic solar panels. I have no idea what those are, but I'm sure they're really cool. Wind turbines, micro hydro systems, deep cycle battery packs, and a backup biodiesel generator. And the entire lighting for the festival will be provided by ultra bright low voltage LED lights. I checked out their website. If you go check out their website, they got pictures from a month ago where they went up there. The organizers went up there and they built planting areas, but they're growing their own food, essentially. They're growing the entire food for all the volunteers and all the vendors of the festival will be organically grown on site. How cool is that? I mean, self-explanatory. You don't get that many festivals that really take it to that extreme level of commitment and try to do something without hurting something else. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud that this is happening in this city, a city that claims to become the world's greenest city in less than 10 years. I am honored to have these guys perform in this city. Now, checking out some of the bands, their headliners are electronic DJ and producer Adam Sheikh, DJ Gaudi, DJ Nils. Adam Sheikh, he's from Nelson, BC, plays incredible world music. Gaudi's from... Where was he from? He sounds Italian, but I think he's British. Has a really dubness to him, but he considers himself an inspiration from Bob Marley. So, though his music really can't be farther away from Bob Marley than I can possibly imagine, other than the good vibes. And another band that's playing is The Big Mess, which is particular for my interest. Their band, they recently, it's a two-piece band, a father and a son. They recently joined together, I think it was less than a year ago. And father's on trumpet, the son is on vocals, scat, beatbox, scream, noise, etc. And they're playing at this year's Diversity Festival, but they're also playing, obviously, at Towards Eden Festival. Here is a song called Hell from The Big Mess. And check these guys out, and I'll be back and we'll have more chat about it. La da da, 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 la da da,
strain. Now you're making us sing all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay. In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious strife. Now you're making us sing all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay. People listen attentively, I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamping his feet. Fire is applied out of the body. Teeth are extruded, bones are ground and baked into brownies, which are passed around. In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious strife. Now you make us sing all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
That was a song, Hell, by the Nanaimo-based band, The Big Mess. The Big Mess will be playing at the Towards Eden Festival, which is happening on July 22nd and goes till July 24th. So that's in exactly 1 month. Go on towardseden.com to buy your passes. Other than The Big Mess on the main stage, there's a whole bunch of local musicians, including percussionist Navarro, percussionist Pepe Danza, reggae music artist Ras Nikalish, Mike Paprocki, who's a dub performer, dub DJ, Watasan, Donnie Childs, Buckman Co., etc., 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 etc. Go check them out. This is just the live stage. You should go on the DJ stage as well. Go check them out on towardsyoun.com for more info. But speaking of festivals, moving along to see what other cool festivals there is in town. And I came across the Ska Fest, which is in Victoria, which means it's not in Vancouver. But that also means that we can get on a ferry and fly over to Victoria in less than 2 hours. So it's close enough for me to consider it in approachable distance from Vancouver. Because you know what? If there's a really good DJ or if there's a really good musician that's playing at the Victoria Ska Fest, you're not going to let that one ferry ride stop you. Oh, no. No, no, you wouldn't. So, the Victoria Ska Fest is happening once again this year between July 5th and 9th. So that's in approximately a little bit less than 2 weeks from now. And it's headlined by Kaimani Marley, Gramps Morgan. Other musicians include the Planet Smashers, Ken Booth, DJ Gowdy, the Claxton, the Gowdy who's also playing at Towards Eden Festival, the Claxton, Chris Marie, Mama Palpa, and a whole bunch more. You can go check it out on the website. Google Victoria Ska Fest and it'll pop up. They're running their 12th year this year, and I'm excited to play some from Canadian musician Chris Murray, who is going to be performing at the festival. This song is called Love Flame. Check it out. on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
From inside when it comes, da da man, it's too late when it take you over, it take you over. Love flame with a burning desire. Love flame with a hotter fire. You can't rein it, you can't tame it. This heart of fire, this heart of fire, love flame, love flame. Love flame, but you can't ignore, can't deny when a spark hit a tinder, it ignites it, it a fool who try to fight when it come for your heart, man. Take the ride. Love flame with a burning desire. Love flame with a heart of fire. Love, you can't rein it, you can't tame it. Love, this heart of fire, yeah. This heart of fire. Love flame, love flame, love flame, love flame. So, this heart of fire.
Love flame.
This heart of fire,
love flame.
This heart of fire,
love flame,
love flame. So come everyone, let's make it swing. Life's greatest reward, it's a wondrous thing. Let it fill up your heart and make you sing. Let it take you over, take you over.
Love
flame with a burning desire.
Love flame
with a heart of fire. You can't rein it, can't tame it. This heart of fire,
boom.
This heart of fire, love flame, love flame, love flame, love flame.
Go.
This heart of fire,
love flame. No think around.
This heart of fire,
love flame.
This heart of fire,
love flame.
This heart of fire, love flame.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Monday, June 6th, Anthony David with guests The Ponderosa. Doors are at 8 p.m. and shows at 9:30. Tickets are $22 in advance at the Biltmore Cabaret, High Life, Beat Street, or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 15th, it's Grant Hart from Husker Du with John Ure from Big Star and the Poties. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Biltmore. Or you can buy them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Tuesday, June 21st, it's Amhorse. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance at Zulu or Red Cat. You can find them online as well at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 22nd, it's The Bell Rays. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore off-sales counter. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Monday, June 27th, the Biltmore presents The Donkeys with Dinosaur Feathers and Adelaide. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Biltmore. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca.
Sweet. What you just heard was the song Love Flame by Chris Murray, who's playing at this year's Ska Fest. Before that, you heard Hell by The Big Mess, who's playing at this year's Towards Eden Festival. Before that, you heard The Herbalizer with I Can't Help This Feeling. And they'll be playing at the Fortune Sound Club on July 24th. But speaking of events and upcoming shenanigans, so to say, we have this month's, these next couple weeks' concert listings for you. Show, without further ado, tonight The Sword is playing at the Rickshaw, The Bell Rays are playing at the Biltmore, and Times New Viking are playing at the Media Club. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what every single one of these bands are about, but there's only a certain amount of bands, and I only got one brain, so if the name sounds interesting or if it rings a bell, go check them out online. That's what the internet is for. On the 23rd, tomorrow, we have the Belle Game, B-E-L-L-E Game, if I pronounced that correctly, and Aardvark Robinson, A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K Robinson, and they're playing next to the Chimpanzee Bras at the Cobalt. So apparently the Cobalt's throwing this new, if you can pronounce it, you can probably get it for free type of thing. Don't take my word for that. It was just a joke. Haha, funny. On the 24th, we got Kishibashi at the Biltmore, and the Civil Wars and James Vincent Morrow are playing at the Rio. 25th, don't forget to check out the free jazz shows happening all over Gastown. Most notably, I'm going to be seeing Oka, who's playing at 6 on Saturday in one of the stages in Gastown. There's like three stages. They're like 2 minutes apart from each other, so I don't know which stage it is, but come check it out. Kiss is playing at Abbotsford Center. I know it's the Discord show, I'm not allowed to be promoting Kiss, but if you're playing at the Abbotsford Center, I think you need some promotion, my friend. Oops, ooh, that stung a bit. Ooh, ouch. Anyhow, continuing, Rush is playing at the Rogers Arena on the 30th. They don't need advertising, I'm just a fan. Last but not least, July 2nd, we have the Boom Boom CD release party. That's happening at Electric Owl. And speaking of the Boom Booms, I think it's a good time for me to play some songs from the Boom Booms, because I just said the word Boom Booms, and I like the way the Boom Boom sounds. So here is Boom Booms with the song When the Night from CITR's 101.9 FM radio station. CITR's 101.9 FM radio station. CITR's radio station at 101.9 FM from Vancouver, from UBC, from its campus, from the second floor of the sub-building, from a little tiny suite inside room number 2B in Studio B, from me, Ryan Naragi, here, your host at the Discord radio show, airing every second Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Enjoy this song. It's from the Boom Booms. It's called When the Night.
Coming at the turbo through the town tonight. There is a crowd around, I can feel it breathe. More than 1,000 souls out in the night. I get so blind, I can't see. Smoke is rising from the fire that burns. Sky is purple and the water rises. People talking quiet as they start to learn to see with their own eyes. Their lives, our lives, different as any other. My pain, your pain, tell me. Do you wanna go under? You will feel it when the night starts burning. Feet suffer on that day. We're gonna find what we're gonna be fighting. Come again. You can feel it when the night starts burning. Hey, you wanna stay. Light will fill your eyes. We got the seeds of life hidden in our hands. Planted by ourselves. Now can't you see that? We got the seeds of life. Do you understand? Hear the calling. Their lives, our lives, different as any other. My pain, it's your pain. Tell me, do you wanna go under? Hey, you will feel it when the night starts burning. Feet supple on that day. And we're gonna find what we're gonna be fighting. Come again.
Open our eyes and really wonder, and really wonder. It's enough for all we need in life. Can you take me back? Can you take me up along that day, and we're gonna find what we're gonna be fighting. Come again, to fulfill it when the night starts burning. Make you wanna stay. Light will fill your eyes. Light will fill your eyes. Light will fill your eyes. To fulfill it when the night
become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Well, that was it for this week's episode of the Discorder Radio Show. Join us again 2 weeks from today, same time at 6 p.m. for new, good, upcoming music. Till then, ta-ta, ciao-ciao, auf Wiedersehen, Chod Hafez. I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
The 11th Annual Signal and Noise Media Art Festival is going down June 23rd to 26th.
Alexandra Domanovic, Amy Sigel, Anu Sahota, Artavazid Pelechian, Basketball, Ben Rivers, Brady Cranfield, Deborah Stratman, Ellie Ga, Jeffrey Pugin, Giorgio Magnanenzi, Hank Bull, Joshua Stevenson, Julian Hu, Hito Steyerl, Mariana Milhoret, Marina Roy, Nimalan Yoganathan, Otolith Group, Sarah Biagini, Slab 5 Experimental Theremin Orchestra, Yinju Chen, and James T. Hong.
4 days of contemporary media and sound art, projections, performances, and installations. For artists, schedule, and ticket information, and to learn more about the festival, visit signalandnoise.ca.
Check out Pat Jordache, Slam Dunk, and my friend...